USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian hammering the Florida coast at this hour as the Category 2 hurricane started whipping the eastern shoreline of that state late yesterday with heavy rain and high winds, leaving thousands without power in central Florida. That after it did heavy damage and took at least 7 lives in the Bahamas. Now, North Carolina's Governor Roy Cooper is issuing an evacuation order for all barrier islands before Dorian slams into the Outer Banks. Walmart is getting out of the handgun sales business. The retail giant will also stop selling handgun ammunition and so-called short-barrel rifle ammo that can be used in assault-style rifles. Walmart making that announcement yesterday, saying it will stop selling handguns in Alaska, which is the only state in which it was still selling them. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Miners who used to work for Black Jewel Coal say they have no plans to leave the train tracks in Cumberland, Kentucky until they get paid. They're entering their sixth week of protests. Black Jewel filed for bankruptcy in July without paying its former employees back wages. Vice President Mike Pence defending his stay at a Trump-owned hotel during his trip to Ireland this week, despite the resort's inconvenient location. As he's meeting in Dublin, he'll have to take flights back to the accommodations that are nearly 180 miles away from that city in Dunburg. Pence defending the itinerary, though, to reporters last night.
If you have a chance to get to Dunburg, you find it's a fairly small place, and the opportunity to stay at Trump National in Dunburg to accommodate the unique footprint that comes with our security detail and other personnel made it logical.
Pence also says his grandmother grew up in the town of Dunburg, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
After recently undergoing cancer treatment again, this time for a fourth bout with that disease, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg continues on the talk circuit. She had a speaking engagement in Little Rock, Arkansas last night, where she says her work has often gotten her through her most challenging times.
I think my work is what saved me, because instead of dwelling on my physical discomforts, if I have an opinion to write or I have a brief to read, I know I've just got to get it done, and so I have to get over it.
Pope Francis beginning his tour of Africa today. First stop on that 7-day visit, Mozambique, where the Pope's agenda will include focusing on poverty, corruption, climate change, and foreign exploitation of resources. Francis will spend most of his trip in Mozambique and Madagascar, which have both been hit hard by poverty and deforestation. And Serena Williams is in the semifinals at the U.S. Open with a victory yesterday, but 5-time men's champ Roger Federer is out of the tournament. He fell to Grigor Dimitrov in 5 sets yesterday. And find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.